Hey, Brian.
Hit it.
It's hit.
Oh, shit.
I hit myself before I quit myself. That's stupid.
I forgot to check. I only remembered to wreck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Riggedy wreck?
Checked them.
Stupid again.
How's it going?
It's going good.
It seems like it's been forever since we talked.
Yeah. I think people should know that we've got this kind of pretty cool process now. Like, pretty much we record for 2 hours over the course of the day and just throw it all out. And then one more time, throw it away. And then once more just to make sure it's thrown away. And then now it's this.
Yeah, we really make sure to get rid of all the garbage and get all the, like, silliness and crap out of our system.
I think they came for the silliness.
Well, it's too bad. You gotta go into your recycle bin.
We had lameness for hours today.
Oh,
I did my taxes, which I don't know if you know what those are, but...
I don't pay them. I just don't bother. Actually, I get my mom to do my taxes for me.
Really?
Yeah, I do. She's like a bookkeeper type person. And
we call them librarians.
Well, shut up. don't talk about my mom that way.
Oh, yeah.
That was my other guy voice.
Very good.
And I was listening to our last installment, and I think I used the other guy voice a lot.
Yeah, kind of a lot.
But also, I don't just use it for other guy. I use it for everything, even myself. If I'm telling a story about myself, I don't use my own voice. I usually use other guy voice, I find.
I think we're using other guy voices right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just talking before I hit record, and it didn't sound a fucking thing like this.
No, not at all. I don't know what that's... Are you applying some sort of filter? Or some, are we talking through cheesecloth or something?
Yeah, wax paper.
Oh.
Recording on a wax cylinder. I have an all wax computer.
Yep.
My mother's actually a beekeeper, so of sorts.
Uh-huh.
I know you,
right.
You call them honeydews there.
Would you like to know what I'm fucking sick and tired of? You and your bullshit. This is it. I quit. We're through.
You tried that earlier.
All right. It didn't work, did it?
It didn't take, no.
Okay, no, but you know what I'm really actually... Okay, there's a lot of things I'm sick and tired of, and I think I might be... I just got off work. I might be a little bit grumpy, and I might say a lot of things that I'm perturbed with.
Okay.
In life or in the world. I also may say some things I regret, so keep a sharp ear tuned, pricked up.
I won't know, but yeah.
Prick up your ear.
Okay, it's pricked.
Okay. That fucking Pepsi commercial on TV with Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you seen it?
I don't know. What happens?
Have you seen it?
Do they dance in the streets?
Yeah, that one.
Who's it with?
I don't know. That's the thing. That's part of the problem is I don't know who she is. It's just some chick comes out and they start dancing and they're idiots. Fucking Jimmy Fallon sucks a dick.
Whoa.
I hate that guy. I hate him.
You hate Jimmy Fallon?
Dude, that guy is a major league Trump stain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I know I'm the only person who hates him, I know. Everyone thinks he's a genius.
Well, I don't think he's a genius, but he's...
No, come on.
Charming.
That guy does not exist if people do not pine for the days of SNL with Adam Sandler and or Mike Myers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If people are like, oh, remember those days? Oh, Jimmy Fallon, he's the new one of those, because all he does is an impression of those two guys.
I had a hunch as to who the co-star in that commercial was. I've seen that commercial once, and I was like, is that fucking Parker Posey? And it was.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Take that shit. They're married.
Oh, really?
No.
No.
But it was her.
I always get her confused with Piper Perabo.
I don't know who that is.
All right, well, I can look it up on IMDb. Not right now, later.
Piper Lewis, Caitlin Lewis?
Yeah.
I can look shit up now. I've got a soft touch keyboard and
a
no touch mouse.
I have a voice commanded computer.
It must be just
like,
going crazy.
Like on Star Trek. Yeah, that's the thing. I can't look anything up because it's like constantly switching pages before it can do anything. I never finish a fucking story. But speaking of looking things up, I did double check. I fact checked after the fact. It was after fact fact checking about the Ghostbusters business that we were speaking of.
Yeah.
And apparently the Ghostbusters Filmation cartoon. I know people are fucking sick and tired of hearing about this, but fuck you. I'm going to talk about it anyway because that's what I think is good.
That's right.
Yeah. So there. Fast forward. If you don't like it, fast forward.
Yeah.
And then listen to it in the future. Okay. The Filmation one came out at the same time as the movie franchise.
Do we know the animation studio on that one, so we can refer to it as that?
Oh, no, I don't.
For shit's sake.
Okay. Well, anyway, so there's a lot of, like, speculation that the Filmation one is trying to, like, cash in on the movie success, which may or may not be true. But the Filmation one was, in fact, based on a live-action show called Ghostbusters, which the movie had to license the name from, which explains why the cartoon had to be called The Real Ghostbusters. And that the original Ghostbusters TV show was, I think, from 1976. So that's pretty much 10 years before Ghostbusters the movie. And the original TV series actually did have a dude in a ape gorilla style costume.
Dick.
Tracy.
No, Dick. The Dick Busters. The Dick.
What? Real... No, Dick,
Dick Entertainment. Dick
Tracy. Entertainment. Oh, Deke.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Who also were behind some sort of Transformer type cartoon, I believe?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure they did Inspector Gadget.
But oh, yeah.
I could be full of beans.
Okay, and now, that was the other thing that we were just talking about, was, like, this is going to be a long, convoluted-ass bullshit thing that I'm going to say here. Okay.
Oh, I'll go to bed.
Okay, you go to bed. I'm going to sit here and talk about cartoons and voice actors.
I'll be up before you're done.
I'm sure you will. Well, it was just that, okay, Maurice LaMarche, he's a Canadian, so that's how it ties into me telling the story. No, he's a voice actor, and he's real famous. He's in lots of shit. You totally know who he is. He did a voice on the Filmation Ghostbusters. He did a villain. He also did the voice of Egon in the other Ghostbusters cartoon. He was fucking two-timing, which is sweet for him, I guess. He's really hedging his bets, right?
I bet he delighted his children at bedtime story time.
He, like, had crossover.
Ultimate crossovers, yeah.
Yeah. And he also did, he's the voice of, like, Kif and Morbo and Calculon on Futurama, and also the voice of Brain from Pinky and the Brain. And a fucking, oh, okay, and the other third one that was important was Chief Quimby from Inspector Gadget.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking tie-in central here.
Yeah, deep all around.
Like a motherfucker. Okay, and then I would be remiss if I did not go on my usual tirade. Not tirade, but explanade. My usual
tapenade?
Tapenade. Oh, fuck you. I'm going to punch you across the internet. I'm so like fired up and angry right now. Like, this is why we have to do this in the morning when I'm all like laid back.
No, this is good. Feisty you is much better than laid back you.
I don't know, man.
If we could combine the two somehow, laid back me and feisty you.
All right, maybe
easy breezy.
Well, let's fucking get through this. Got to power through. I gotta fucking.
I still want to know what the other shit was you hate. You're all like, I hate everything.
Oh,
here's
we'll
a
get
list
to
of
that.
The shit I hate. Oh, Jimmy Fallon. That's
okay.
It.
Jimmy Fallon can suck my ass. And then, meanwhile, okay, on the Real Ghostbusters cartoon show, in addition to the Egon dude I just talked about, the voice of fucking Peter Venkman, right? You know where this is going.
This is the fucking Bermuda Triangle. Go ahead.
I know. I can't get out of it. It's okay. Well, Peter Venkman, voiced by Lorenzo Music. All right. Lorenzo Music with the voice of Garfield in the Garfield cartoon.
Uh-huh.
In the Garfield the movie, the voice of Garfield, fucking Bill Murray. Bill Murray in the Ghostbusters movie, Peter Venkman. The end. Case closed. Fucking, I just believe I had sex with myself in the future.
And across, oh, I don't know, 1,400 miles, however long this is.
What?
How far away are we? 1,400 miles, something like that?
What does that have to do with you? I had sex with myself in the future.
Yeah, in the future, but over
in
here.
In the future, I was talking about future me. In the future, am I living with you? Am I living in your basement?
No, I heard it over here. I'm actually recording the sex. If that was the sex, then I've got it.
Okay, good. Maybe I'm visiting you in the future.
You raise a very interesting point. My question for you is, okay, Bill Murray playing the part of Peter Venkman in the Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
Okay, the Peter Venkman part was originally supposed to go to John Belushi before he died. The movie was written before John Belushi died.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and Bill Murray was going to play.
What?
Ray.
Oh, okay.
That was the way it was originally going to go down.
And then who played Ian?
Well, I don't know. The same dude? Harry Shearer?
No. I'm fucking referencing your comics, dude. You got a Ray and an Ian.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to call him Egon from now on.
I don't read my comics.
We've already discussed this.
So if John Belushi was still alive, do you think that John
would
Belushi
be really fat.
Would have done the voice of Garfield in the Lorenzo Music story?
Possibly, and also I believe the Garfield movie would not be CGI, it would be live action, it would be Belushi in a cat suit. And it would be a number one hit. Success,
yeah.
Smash.
It would still be in theaters now.
Well, yeah. As opposed to the sequel that they're going to make.
Really? Who's doing the voice?
I believe it's the same. But
Billy Dee Williams?
Breckenmeyer as John, all right. That's what I always dreamed of when I was imagining John as a real dude. I can't decide if I like Breckenmeyer. He's been in some stuff that I do enjoy, but also, he kind of sucks.
I think Jimmy Fallon's doing his biography.
You know what? If you say Jimmy Fallon one more time, I'm strangling myself.
I don't understand. I don't understand why you dislike him so.
Okay. Well, first of all, he only got successful and famous for basically copying Adam Sandler and Mike Myers' type shtick on SNL.
I think I've almost got it figured out already. Just checking right now.
There's that, and then there's also the fact that he fucking could not get through a single goddamn sketch without cracking up. And you know what? When fucking Chris Farley and Adam Sandler used to do the odd sketch that was really funny, and they used to try and crack, like, they used to crack up a bit, and, like, that happened once in a while, and it was genuinely funny, because you knew those guys were laughing so hard. But every fucking show, when Horatio Sands and fucking Jimmy Fallon are sitting there laughing their asses off, they can't even get through a sketch, and it's a complete joke. And not in that kind of jokey kind of way. But it's just, it's a total sham. Like, they're just playing
it up. A double non-reverse joke.
They're playing it up for yucks, because their skit isn't funny, and they're just giggling, and they're giggling retards, and it's not funny for a sketch show. Be professional. Like,
yeah, I can, especially Horatio Sands. He's worse than anybody.
Yeah, he totally is.
With that, with the, I'm fucking up, that's why it's funny.
And also, like, is he on there for any other reason besides the fact that he is fat?
Well, no, every season needs a fat guy.
Of course, that's true, but, like, could they have not found a better fat guy? Or did they need to, like,
keep dying.
Oh, yeah.
All of the other fat guys had checked out.
You got me there.
It's because he's from New York, isn't it?
Is he from there?
Yeah.
I thought it was because they needed some more ethnic quota or something.
No, I'm talking about James Thomas Fallon.
That's why.
Because Mike Myers is a beloved Canadian, is he not?
Yeah, he is.
And what about the other guy you mentioned?
Adam Sandler?
He's
from New Hampshire.
Ah. Well, shit, then my theory's blown all day.
No, it's not that I hate Americans.
No, of course not. They have no place in comedy.
Jimmy Fallon's yeah, you guys keep stealing him. You can fucking have Jim Carrey for all I care.
Do we have him? I don't know where we put him. That's so lame. What am I? Fucking Entertainment Tonight bullshit. Like, what's Jim Carrey been up to?
Yeah.
No fucking idea. Are you going to talk about some other shit you hate?
Yes, totally.
Are you going to rattle them off? Or are we gonna
drama? No. Here's the thing I keep hearing in... listen to streaming radio at work, which is retarded because we stream a local radio station that we could get on AM band. But we live in kind of... Yeah, pretty close.
That's great.
We work in a sort of giant concrete bunker type situation. It's not that bad, but it's very... I tried bringing in my Walkman one time to listen to different radio stations, and nothing doing. It's fucking shielded, and they probably have some sort of jamming device in there so that we don't...
Jam?
So we don't jam holograms. Holograms. Okay, fuck it. So there's all these ads and all these fucking shitty things I keep seeing... that are really the new... Okay, you know how a lot of ad stuff were going all, like, extreme this, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
Everything was to the extreme. And that's still going on, but now everything's an experience.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying to sell you one experience. And I understand the marketing behind it. Like, I get it. I get that they're trying to sell people experiences because that means something to people, right? Like, it really, an experience means more than, I don't know, someone telling you something. You know what I mean, right?
It's the most tangible intangible. Absolutely.
There you go. Fucking designing an ad for, like, some dog walking service or something, and it's like, it's not just a dog walk, it's an experience. I'm like, come on, like, what?
At the root of it, it's a dog walk.
Well, yeah, I mean, I pretty much know what I'm getting out of it. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, such and such new microbrewed beer. Don't just drink it, experience it. Like... still kind of just a beer that I'm going to drink. And even at the best beer that I've ever had that I've enjoyed, it's not really like an experience. It is, but it's a shitty way to describe it and try to sell it to me, okay?
I know what the next big advertising fad's going to be.
Please let me know so I can kill myself.
They're going to have two varieties of everything. And advertise one to, them
one as... One to display.
Yes, one to display and one to store. No, there'll be two varieties of everything. Two scents of deodorant. Two styles of the new Nikkei footwear, etc. And
that's the Japanese Wall Street, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Stock exchange?
Separate but equal.
Like the TSE, the Toronto Stock? Okay, well, sorry. So continue.
That's all I got.
Two different things that'll... Well,
separate but equal. They'll hammer that home.
We already have that. Coke and Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
Or fucking Windows and Macintosh. Or...
Oh, yeah. Everything. Don't hype that enough. I'm talking about two varieties from one company.
Well, it's getting pretty close, all right? Because,
yeah, close.
Like Office Depot and Staples, you know, are owned by the same company. It's like fake competition.
Oh my god! Are you? This is Ghostbusters worthy of you're shocking me with shit.
Oh, okay. Well, more of that later. And in Canada, we had a chain of. Electronics shops, stores, department store type thing called Future Shop, mm-hmm. and which was essentially the same as like a Best Buy. It was like our version of Best Buy. And then Best Buy bought Future Shop, but kept the name because Canadians knew and trusted it, but not really, because no one really trusts it, because those guys are fucking jokers. But anyway, and then lo and behold, Best Buy stores start showing up in the same neighborhoods as Future Shops. It's the same fucking company creating fake competition for itself.
Meh.
And it's like, oh, do you prefer Future... And if you go to their websites, they look fucking exactly the same, but different colors. Future Shop is red and Best Buy is blue. So they totally do that. It's everything's binary. You like one thing or you like the other, even if it's the same goddamn thing. Like Pepsi and Coke, just annoying Sarah Bauer with it. She, we were talking about Tom McHenry, that's her boyfriend, right? And she was all like, don't mention me in the background of a Tom story, because that makes me... I don't know. She kind of didn't really appreciate that. So I'm telling a story about Sarah now by herself. So fuck Tom. Tom wasn't involved in this. All right, Tom. Fuck you. All right. I'm swearing. Just bleep out all the swears, please, and put in Lollipop instead.
They're good.
Okay, fine. She's a big... she's a big fan of Coca-Cola. And I was telling her that... No, I've been drinking more Pepsi than Coke, but then I just switched over to Coke for no good reason. And like I said, it's the same thing, right? And she's like, no, it definitely is not the same. I can tell the difference and all this. I'm like, yeah, you can tell the difference, but if you say, I like Coca-Cola and not Pepsi, you're fucking fooling yourself, because it's the same goddamn thing.
Well, I think some people get off on brand allegiance. I mean, I
sure. No.
You know, when I was a kid, I was all about like, yeah, fuck Pepsi, man. Coke's number one. But yeah, now...
But you're buying into the marketing, not the flavor of the beverage. Because if you taste the beverage, it's the same thing.
Well, dude,
right?
If you really think about it, I mean, it tastes like shit. Beer's horrible. Oh. Pop's nasty. Cheeseburgers are fucking disgusting if you think about it. But if you're like, I'm a Wendy's man.
No,
I
don't...
I'm a fucking Coca-Cola Wendy's man.
Cheeseburgers taste pretty good, if you ask me. And Coca-Cola's sweet and bubbly. And I don't know. If it didn't taste good, I don't think we'd be drinking it.
But if you really think about it, I mean, if you think about like the human
we should be
body,
drinking, we should drinking out of coconuts and eating pineapples instead.
Yeah,
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Put the lime in the coconut.
With some rum?
Mm-hmm.
And butter?
Yeah.
Do you ever get rum? Is rum and butter like a flavor of stuff that you get there?
Buttered rum? I think that's something.
Yeah, but like we have candy that's like that flavor and stuff. That's
rum
pretty,
and
pretty,
butter.
But I can never say it because I always call it bum and rudder.
Really?
Like, as a joke, I would say that. Now I can't. I have to really, really try hard to say it the proper way.
I'd probably say rubber button.
Rubber balls.
I'll have some of that rubber button gelato.
I'll have some of those rubber balls and liquor.
Oh, man. Blast from the past.
Yeah, I know. It's a oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Making any damn sense.
So, the other thing that I blew your mind with just before we came on the air was I was talking about how I bought a king-sized Max 5, which relates to the previous show. We like to throw in little continuity ties there, so if you've been following along, then you feel like you're part of the in-joke and stuff.
you're not.
But you're totally not in the loop, all right?
I'm not even in the loop.
No, you're not at all. I don't even know where I'm going with this. What? Okay, yeah, king-size Max 5. Do you have king-size chocolate bars?
Yeah, there? By default.
Well, no, I know, but like if you get like a king-size, say, Kit Kat, instead of like the four fingers, it has like double. It has like eight fingers.
16 regular, two large.
Something like that. And so I got a king-size Max 5, which usually has two pieces, usually has two segments. This one only has three, so I was kind of hoping it had four in it.
But they'd be four small little pieces. You can tell by picking it up, right?
Well, yeah, I know. I was just kind of...
A lot of extra air in there.
So there was three. And I have one left, and I'm saving it for later. It's good. But
you
I was,
tuck it into your cheek and go to bed.
Yeah.
Wake up with a mouthful of peanuts.
Wake up with a mouthful of teeth, which tomorrow I'll put under my pillow and get some quarters, and I'll buy another chocolate bar, which I won't be able to eat.
Oh.
Yeah. But the Three Musketeers bar, way back in the day when it first came out.
Was that 1928?
It was 1932.
Damn it. I can't remember a simple date for 20 minutes.
Well, you were pretty close. But
the olden days.
I was very surprised that
Cowboy Times
bar had been around for that long. Like, it since the fucking French... dude, I don't even know my history. When did the Three Musketeers story take place?
I can't believe they didn't have muskets. No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, fuck it.
You ever see the movie with Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Remember that song?
No.
Okay, well, that was the movie... That was the Three Musketeers movie. Yeah, with fucking Oliver Platt. Right?
What's the name of the bad guy in that?
What's the name of him?
The actor. Character actor. Always plays a bad guy with the real gravelly voice.
Tim Curry?
No. He was the sub-bad guy.
Guy of Gisborne?
He was the bad guy in The Crow. He was the bad guy in that. And he was the bad guy in, I think, Strange Days.
Nah, I don't know.
Michael
Rooker.
Is his name Michael Rooker?
I don't know. Is it, Mickey Rourke?
No.
I'm just pulling out names. Okay, so the Three Musketeers bar originally back in the day, back in the 1930s, which I was very surprised to find that it existed, originally had three segments, three little bars, one chocolate, one vanilla, one strawberry. And that's why it was called Three Musketeers, because it had three fucking bars for the price of one. And then, somewhere along the line, they turned it into a Milky Way bar with only one segment.
Heinous.
And now it makes no sense. And now there's not even the little Musketeer dudes on the wrapper, I don't think. It's just like a shield now.
No, but the Musketeers, turns out, are as racist as Cherry Clan.
As who?
The Cherry Clan candies?
I don't know what that is.
Farrah Pas. Pass? I don't know. Lemonheads, Cherry Clan, something else, Alexander the Grape, and, I know I'm forgetting a real obvious one, but yeah, Cherry Clan, it was, little Chinese cherry caricatures with the, the hat and the squint.
Yeah.
And, that was just vanished when I was a kid.
So, a friend of some of mine, sometime, I can't quite place it, but anyway, they were singing the song from the We Are Siamese Cats song from the fucking Disney bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so fucking racist. And I was going off of that. And they're like, what? No, it's not. They're Siamese cats. I'm like, yeah, but it's all, like, Chinese music. And I was just, whatever. Like, I was just being a dork about it. But I wasn't really that serious. And then they were like, whoa, I never really thought about that. That's terrible. And I was like, totally turned somebody against that cartoon that they were in love with 5 minutes ago.
The Aristocrats? What? I don't know. What movie was it?
Yeah, what movie was that? Was that, one of the Rescuers movies or something? It was one of those cartoons. I don't even know.
Fucking, I don't know. No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't the Aristocrats.
No, that wasn't a Disney, was it?
Yeah. Damn it.
Maybe it was. We just got, we used to have MTV Canada. Just totally switching gears. Hey, I'm getting echo. What are you doing over there?
I don't know.
Are you taking a caller?
Well, yeah.
Caller, go ahead.
I was trying to.
Okay, well, don't. We used to have MTV Canada a couple years ago, and then it bombed. It was terrible. We have much music. We've had much music since forever, and which is our sort of version of MTV. But also in MTV Canada started up, and it failed. And then it's starting up again. They're, like, relaunching. And both times, it's been based out of Vancouver, which means nothing to me. Anyway, they're showing, like, a free preview kind of deal. And I tuned in, and they had some bullshit show where some dude was going into girls' rooms to, like, see if he wanted to date them. It was some weird dating show where camera followed him around. He went and checked out the rooms. And based on their rooms and the stuff they had, and their material style, he chose the girl he wanted to go with. It's totally ridiculous, but I mean, it's total MTV, right? Anyway,
the show's been on here for years. So.
Okay, whatever that's called.
Room Raiders.
Anyway, someone had a poster, a Bob Marley poster, and at first I didn't know it was a Bob Marley poster because it was all blurred out, so I thought it was like some fucking naked cock poster or something. A naked cock, which would you have to blur out, but if it's with a sock on it, you don't have to.
Just a piece of cheese cloth.
No, but exactly. And then and it turns out they like sort of showed a different shot where they didn't blur out all of it, and it was a Bob Marley poster, and they were blurring out his smoking.
Ah.
Isn't that weird?
No.
Why not?
Well, it's rampant here. Every video's got something blurred out of it. Anything even remotely...
But, like, you can't even... Okay, obviously we all know he's fucking smoking a fat joint and getting high. We all know that's what's going on in the subtext of the picture. But it's just a picture of him with his mouth open and some smoke coming out of it, right? He could be smoking...
Weed smoke.
You can't tell from the picture, can you?
Bob Marley.
No, but, I mean, that's what I'm saying, is that if it was some random dude with smoke coming out, they would not blur it out, right? They'd be
Probably not, it's just a smoking guy.
But... Yeah, but isn't that stupid that they're blurring out due to, like, fucking workaround context type situation?
I guess.
Anyway, you could tell it was an American program because we just don't do that here. Nothing's blurred out here. If someone flips the bird in a video, or say, gives the middle finger, or say, what's another word for it? I don't know. Okay, if they stick up their middle finger saluting. That will possibly be blurred out on American television. Am I correct?
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah.
Won't happen here. People are allowed to fucking flip the finger. Oh, God. I can't even swear anymore. I'm exhausted. Anyway, I thought that was strange. It struck me. It was like, why is that blurred out? Because it must be naked boobs or something that you can't show. Because pretty much in Canada, the only thing you can't show is, like, nudity before 9. After 9, it's fucking wall-to-wall softcore porn. And you can't show... I mean, that's pretty much it. It's like...
Can you say the MFDHCRPTRF word?
After 9 o'clock. After 9 o'clock, everything goes.
Michael Wincott.
From Police Academy?
No. Michael Wincott is the guy I was trying to think of who was in... Strange Days and The Crow and Alien 4.
You just thought of him now, after searching for him on the internet for 20 minutes, right?
No, I found him 20 minutes ago, but I thought for sure you were going to run out of breath by now.
No, all right, I'll let you talk.
You hate the MTV so bad.
I hate everything, but you say something now that you hate.
Well, we've had MTV continuous since I was a small child, so yeah, I
No, I hear you. They've doubled and redoubled their efforts to blur out anything remotely influential in any kind of... They blur out hands if I was to... Okay, take your hand.
Okay.
Your main hand.
Doing it.
Okay.
And then keep take your thumb... And then take your main vein.
No. Keep your thumb up.
Yep.
And your pointer finger up. But then curl the other three fingers down.
So okay. I'm making like an L?
Right. Yeah, that's blurred.
Like loser? L for loser, you mean?
No, that's a gun. That's obviously that you were teaching gun violence.
Oh,
that hand is blurred on American MTV.
So if I put the thumb down and I'm just pointing without the thumb, that's not a gun, that's a finger point. That's
you're possibly just pointing, I'm yes. But sternly... if the thumb was up, that's a gun.
No, it isn't.
It's blurred, dude.
Dude, have you noticed how an Uzi doesn't even have a hammer like that?
Uzi?
Yeah.
We don't use Uzis here anymore.
Oh, a shotgun perhaps doesn't really look like that?
No.
Okay, fuck it.
No air pumping motions. It's all blurred.
So what if you were pretending to use a Super Soaker? Still not cool?
I don't know. No, I think they do show Super Soakers videos.
Well, that's a gun. You're shooting a gun at somebody, which could be full of... poisonous acid or pee.
Man, I don't know how it could many be times full I of... had that conversation. Like, oh, we should fucking put some bleach in here.
Yeah, we
like,
should fill it up with AIDS.
Those were the days.
we should
back when AIDS was new and funny.
Let's fill it with cancer and fucking... Yeah, what do you use now? Fill it with anthrax?
I guess. I would actually probably say Syntox nerve gas.
Syntox error?
Syntox, I don't know what that is. Nerve gas. It's on 24. It's the thing they're trying to find.
I never watched that show before.
Oh, it's really a show.
I know, but I've.
No, you missed out. If you haven't seen it by now, you'd have to watch it for like 72 hours straight, even to like get up to speed.
Yeah,
so
I don't really want to.
You're done.
Kiefer Sutherland, though, he's from Canada, right?
And he was in The Three Musketeers with Michael Wincott.
And the theme song to The Three Musketeers was sung by three dudes. I believe it was Rod Stewart, Sting, and Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams, who's from fucking Vancouver, where I am right now.
Vancouver, Canada.
Not proud of it. No one likes Bryan Adams. I did see him play live once, though, and he was pretty entertaining.
you didn't like him.
It was a pretty good show, but I'm like, I don't really like his music. But then, like, I knew all the songs, and I was like, yeah, it cuts like a knife, and it feels so right. And also, everything I do it for All for One, the song from the thing that he did with Sting and Rod Stewart.
Whew. Man.
And Bryan Adams did a voice in The Real Ghostbusters. Did you know? No, he didn't.
No.
No, it's not true.
You gotta tie it all together somehow. What's the grand theme of this?
Talking, I hate everything. I hate everything, even cartoons and candy, which I will always talk about for an entire half an hour all by myself and not let you say anything.
You know, you could probably record on your computer.
What?
You could probably record on your computer. We could bypass this whole internet thing.
And just let me record my own thing?
Yeah.
And, no. That wouldn't be cool.
Sure it would.
No, I'd be kind of sad, actually.
You know what? Fuck this. I'm out of here. I'm breaking up with you. This sucks.
All right. No, you say something now.
Oh, okay. We're fucking 33 minutes in.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something.
Your turn.
I'm going to say goodnight, everybody.
This is going to be a double dose. You get half an hour now.
Oh, jeez.
Double dose. But you got to be all nice and...
I got to balance you out.
Yeah.
Be the light to your dark.
Yeah.
The yin to your yang. Yeah. The Pepsi to your Coke.
Yeah.
The Best Buy to your future city.
Future shop.
Yeah. Damn it, shit.
Yeah. Your my fruit to your loops.
Blah.
Do you know who did the voice of Toucan Sam?
Is there any possible way it was Michael Wincott?
No, it wasn't.
Shit.
We'll leave that one unanswered.
Yeah.
Cause it was actually Maurice LaMarche.
I was just going to make it into a contest, too.
Oh, well, too fucking bad.
I was going to say, if anybody knows...
Oh, you know what? You mentioned before how we don't get any fan mail. And you know why? It's because no one knows our email address.
Oh, yeah. If you want to send us some fan mail...
But it doesn't even have to be fan mail. It can be like, hey, I listened to your thing, and it was all right. I don't know if I'll be listening again. But anyway, I had fun for that half an hour. See you never again. Even if it's something like that. Or even if it's hate mail. I don't care. People should, because no one leaves comments. No, people are bad at doing it. I think people should, if you're listening and you're enjoying it, you should let us know. And also let us know how we can improve the listening experience for you, the listener. How you can fully experience this experience more experiencefully. How we can give you more experience points.
Shit, dude, we have to do this one over.
What?
My fucking heater's been on the whole time.
What?
Hey, can't you hear my heater?
No.
Listen.
Yeah, what about it?
That's my heater, man.
And?
It's on.
No.
Well, nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, you're right. You edit that out.
It's gonna stick out like a sore thumb.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Add in a sound of air conditioning.
Ooh. That
balances out, right?
Yeah, totally.
See? Problem solved. Anyway, the email address is...
That's all I get?
Yeah, so you gotta do. It's your job.
That's my job? I ain't saying it.
Come on.
I can figure it out.
Really?
Why? It's fucking obvious.
It
What's
is?
The website?
SpyVsPie.com. SpyVsPie.com.
Right.
Right. And if someone wanted to say... Sign up
share
for
an email account somehow.
Right, it might be through one of major email type sites.
We're expecting large attachments, so we went with Gmail.
Yeah, send us large attachments if you want.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I don't care.
Or just links.
Fuck, I don't care. Record your own podcast and email it to us.
Send us an audio commentary of this very show.
Record yourself listening to this and then send it back to us.
And we'll play it on the air.
Yeah, and then we won't even say anything. It'll be like a freebie for us.
Yeah.
For me.
I'm into that.
You got anything? how was your day today?
Oh, it was fucking great.
What did you do?
Super cool. Oh, I...
You went
you
to
know,
work? You went to work?
Talked to you for 7.5 hours and threw it away, and then I went to work, and, you know... Came home and drew some comic.
Did you eat anything?
Oh, of course.
What'd you
naturally.
Have? What'd you have?
Oh, I had, I think...
Salad? Cheeseburger
no.
salad?
I did have cheeseburger salad, light on lettuce.
You have a veg wop?
No. I had a carne wop. Bacon. The burger. The cheese. Cheese is a meat here. Just in St. Paul, the area comptroller has deemed it so.
Yeah.
Do you have any comics?
Do I have any?
Yeah.
As in?
Yes or no?
Yes, I have several. Yeah.
Like actual legitimate comics?
Like a comic book to read?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
How many you got?
100.
You got 100 comics?
103.
103 comics.
I don't know. I got a bunch. I got a short box.
Packed to the gills?
Yeah, like I can't fit any more in it. And then I got a bunch of trades and bullshit kind of stuff like that.
I was cleaning out my basement, you know, as I was saying.
And you're like, I should give Brian all my comics.
Well, I got 7 long boxes sitting here.
Wow.
I don't know how that happened.
I actually have 3 long boxes at my parents' house, which are, like, partly mine, partly my brother's. We used to both sort of collect and pool and whatnot. And that's a lot. And they're all full of, like, X titles from
the 90s. You used
to
collect Eric Poole? Hold on, let me get over that one, because this is a good one. Brace yourselves, everybody. I'm going to ask this shit, and it's going to be great. You used to collect Eric Poole.
That's a non-Australian in the Daily Grind Ironman Challenge.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We should maybe close
when,
talking.
You get it when you want to tell a secret.
Yeah.
You get it in close.
But it's so loud.
You're right.
It doesn't sound secretive at all.
No, it doesn't. Way hella louder.
Yeah.
So I reach into one of my 7 long boxes and I pull out a handful of comics. And here's
there
what
are,
I got:
the first 15 issues of Silver Sable. No. Oh wait, no, that's mine at home.
My Godzilla, right. Number 6 and 7.
Okay.
One of them's got Red Ronin on the cover.
Red Ronin, we call someone Onin.
The Lobo semi unlimited series.
Lobo,
number 28, 29. And 29 again.
Wow. That was that good, huh? You thought maybe you were going to put one in a bag and put the other one in the
toilet.
You
hear this shit? This is a...
That's Polly.
Yeah. Scott Williams and I used to go to the monthly comic convention in Los Angeles, where Buzz from the Melvins, I'd see him every month. Buzz from the Melvins and Glenn Danzig both went to this con.
And Brian Posehn from Mr. Show?
Possibly, yes.
But you were too busy fawning over rock stars.
Yeah, exactly. I have no time for comedians.
Yeah, I hear it.
But they used to have the bins of, you know, X amount of shit for Z amount of dollars. Why
Z,
not?
Z amount of dollars.
Z amount. And so we'd load up on just like, oh, this doesn't look too horrible, and oh, this looks horrible, and oh, why am I doing this, and this and that. I probably bought the whole Archer and Armstrong Valiant Comics run three times over. Just because, you know, I didn't have any way of keeping track of what I bought, and I definitely didn't read what I bought, you know? But it was like, well, if I can just pick out 30 more, I'll hit the price break. So I can either, like, pay for these, and it'll be, like, $40, or if I pick out 30 more, then that's still $40. So I just keep picking up all the stuff. So I got 7 long boxes of comics that I haven't touched since I moved back to Minnesota.
I bet they're all
four
totally
4 years
awesome.
Ago.
I bet you could sit there and read them all and be thoroughly entertained.
I'm giving them away.
Oh, really?
Email me your info, and I will grab a random handful of my comics and stuff them into a whatnot, and you gotta send me postage money, because I ain't made of cheese.
I can send presents, too. I have hundreds of pages from the Vancouver Comic Jam. Every month we have a Comic Jam night
where
we all sit around, get drunk, and draw shit. And then, like, we scan it and put it up on the internet, and they're all kind of lousy anyway. They're not worth keeping. Ed's already given a bunch away. But they're just accumulating, and I don't have any place to really put them. And there's a lot of, like, cool... I mean, the comics usually end up being kind of lame, but individual panels within the pages are often quite rad, because dudes like, say, Joseph Bergen III, when he used to live here, he would draw on that, and it'd be awesome. Sean Esty, who is a killer, killer, killer cartoonist, who's from here. Or say Mike Meyer, but not Mike Myers. Mike Meyer, Robin Bougie, Ed Brisson, guys like that. If you like their style of drawing, they usually do good shit on the pages. Colin Upton, quite famous. That's all I got to say about him. But yeah, I can give some pages away, and they won't cost me very much at all. So if people want those, they can email in and say something, and I'll mail them some shit. I don't know.
We should get together on this. You send me half of that stuff, I'll send you half my comics, and then people can write in and say either I want Phil's shitty discount comics wrapped in the original artwork of the Vancouver Comic Jam.
Hey, that's not
or
bad.
Vice versa.
Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah. And we can also send like a vial of spit or something. I don't know.
And that's, I just want to clarify, that is not to say that Lobo is in any way shitty or Godzilla is in any way shitty, because those I will be steering clear from.
You only like Lobo because he's like Danzig.
Well, I mean, he is the Lobo is, all right, listen up, Dean. Lobo is the only good DC character, bar none.
And he's kind of just like a Wolverine ripoff, isn't he?
A Wolverine one-up.
Spin-off. All right, well, Wolverine's Canadian, so fuck that. DC characters are really nationless, aren't they? Because DC, don't they sort of not exist in Earthland?
I don't know where Gotham City or Metropolis
is. Yeah, those aren't real places.
I know where Manhattan is.
Because who was saying? Someone was asking. Was it Ben? Someone was asking if there were any Canadian DC superheroes. And I couldn't think of any. I'm not a DC dude, but we were asking around. No one knows. And it's probably because, like Aquaman is from... We already had this fucking discussion.
Water.
Did we talk about this?
Aquaman's from water, dude.
He's from Waterworld. Yeah, but there's no, like, yeah, so shit, and fuck, and piss, and...
Do you think Jimmy Fallon is DC or Marvel?
Jimmy Fallon is fucking continuity. He was Jimmy Fallon...
Did we use any of that Neil Adams stuff?
Oh, yeah.
There's Neil Adams comics in these boxes right here. Probably.
No way.
That very stereoscopic image is in one of these boxes, so...
Do you have any issues of Samurai?
No? Yeah?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do? Because I want them.
I'll send all of the stuff your way, and you pick through it.
I don't want... Don't really
and you
want
just
it.
Pass it on. No, seven long boxes coming your way. No. Nothing you can do.
No, man. No.
No, man.
I'm
sorry. I can't do that.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get some stuff away if people want it, and we can probably, like, find other shit and, like, do drawings and stuff. I don't know.
We could. That'd be weird.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, oh, you like to listen to us talk?
Here.
This is what we drew.
Well, sometimes we doodle when we're talking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, that could be a big deal.
Fucking cheese doodle.
Yeah, man.
I think we're done.
Right.
This is fast becoming zero C.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Fucking turn that shit
off. I apologize to anybody who listened to that.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're not proud of it. We only put it up to be completionists because we're collectors and because we already had a board and a bag for it.
It was ready.
Thought, well,
I had the tape peeled off and I was ready to go.
Yeah, and it's like we got room in the box, so, you know. But if we need room in the box, that's the first thing they get pulled out.
Oh, absolutely.
To be used in collages.
to wrap Vancouver Comic Jam art.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I'm Philip Lee Redmond from Minnesota, America, United States, Earth.
I'm Brian W.F. from Vancouver, Canada, and together we are...
Wild Stallions!
Fucking dude, we already made that joke, and
I know,
that's not
it's,
funny.
No, it's funny every time.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Okay, well, here, let me do the air guitar part.
All right.
There, what'd you think of that? Pretty good?
Oh, we'll do the sound, but no air guitar. That was really good.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's my fucking Dave Coulier electric guitar.
It's very
and
good.
Also, I can do the Dave Coulier cut it out thing, but you can't see it. So, if anyone sees me live in person concert, then I can do it for you, and you'll be thoroughly entertained.
We'll put up the Google map to Brian's house.
You can come punch me in the throat.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, fuck you, Jimmy Fallon. Didn't like you anyway.
I'm breaking up with you.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye.